The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
This is Anton in for Kieran on the Hard Shoulder. Ireland's women begin their World Cup hockey journey tomorrow against the Netherlands. The tournament takes place in Spain and the Netherlands. And if you remember, Ireland famously reached the final of the last World Cup staged in England in 2018. To preview the tournament, I'm joined now by former international hockey player Hannah Matthews, who, of course, was on that 2018 team. Hannah, have you set an impossibly high bar for the lads?
Yeah, it is a tough bar, I suppose, to reach again. But I think everyone's kind of aware it's very different this time around, and we're certainly not flying in under the radar like we did the last time.
And flying in into fairly heavy competition, number one in the world is the first match.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, we seem to have met the Netherlands a few times in the last few years. But to be honest, like, playing the Netherlands in the Netherlands at a World Cup is going to be such an amazing match. So it's kind of one you want to play.
And the implications of, I mean, obviously, if it is a win, it will inspire huge confidence in the team. But is it the kind of thing where if you're facing into the number one in the world, can you take a loss if needs be and pick yourselves back up?
Yeah, it's always a tough one because often you're not actually on the ball too much. So it is a tough one to go in with your first game playing against a team of such high quality. But you just kind of got to be very aware of what your objectives are, what you want to get out of it, and then take those little wins, because it is a tough game to start off with.
And talk us through the squad. There's, I think, is it five new caps on the team, or on the squad rather?
Yeah, so it's a really, really different squad to the last time we were out in terms of experience, especially. I think it's like an average of 40 plus caps compared to 100 and something caps the last time. So it's a really new squad, but it's an exciting squad. I went to watch them the last couple of weeks and they're really playing well, and you'd never think that, you know, they hadn't been together, or they've been together as long as they have.
Is it more difficult if you don't have that level of international experience to handle the pressure of a World Cup if you're new to it?
Well, to be honest, I think most of us, the last time we're going in, having very little experience of a major tournament, you know, we'd always kind of just come up short of qualification. So I think it just actually adds to it, like the excitement, the build-up. I think it's a good thing. So I'm sure all the girls that are over there for the first time will be feeling that excitement, and it'll just add to their game.
I'm sure it's the one thing you don't want to be asked, but I have to anyway. What's your expectation for the game against the Netherlands?
To be honest, I don't know. Like, tournament hockey can go any which way, and I know it's going to be a different Dutch team with a different coach. We're a very new team, and I actually haven't seen the girls play a huge amount, because there hasn't been a huge amount of matches in the last while. So I'm going to sit on the fence and say anything can happen. I'm always positive. I'll never not back them.
Is there any advantage to that, in that you come in at least physically fresh, if a little bit tournament rusty?
Yeah, I think the girls will be feeling fresh. Now, they have had a lot in the last few weeks. They had a series against Japan and they were in Japan, so they have kind of had a lot of matches under their belt in the past while, just they haven't really been available to watch. But I think they've got really good momentum building up. They looked really good against Japan in Dublin, so I think they're in a good place.
Next up then in Pool A is Chile on Tuesday. How do you rate Chile?
Chile are a really tricky team. They've got a lot of flair about them. They're difficult to play against. And, you know, they've qualified for this tournament just like every other team. So they're, you know, they well deserve to be there. But it's definitely a target match, you know, in terms of rankings. That has to be the match that Ireland's target. But they're definitely no walkover. They're a tough team.
And then finally, Pool A is rounded out against Germany, I think, on Wednesday. How significant an opposition is Germany?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose it's all really going to be determined on how that Chile match goes. But that's a huge game, and it can put you in a really good spot then for the crossover game. So if they could get a result or a win there, that would be huge. And we don't have a bad record against Germany in tournaments, so that'll definitely be one that the girls are ready to go for.
Any particular players that you would point out as potential stars for this tournament?
Well, I have to be a little bit biased and point out some of my club mates. Christina Hamill is getting her first cap, and she can kind of play all over the park. So she's definitely one, I think, to watch for this tournament and for the future. And also Sarah Tarnes, and hopefully she will get a run. So and Liz Murphy in the goal. So they're my club kids that I've been looking after. So I'll be looking out for them anyway.
I mentioned at the outset, obviously, that the bar that you set back in 2018, and there was a lot of talk after that about a likely increase in support for hockey, improvement of the structures, improvement of funding and all that. Did you see that come to pass?
We certainly saw an increase in uptake, and even, you know, people coming to us saying, I never even knew we had an Irish hockey team. And I know from my own club and from other clubs, there was like increase in the amount of teams and just an increase in the amount of people playing, which is amazing. And obviously for the senior team, we also got a lot of extra support from our sponsors, Softco and Park Developments. And we were able to go to a part-time program. So that's been huge. I still think there's a way to go. Definitely. And it would certainly be nice if all the games were being broadcast, which is a little bit disappointing, obviously, to hear. But I think they're getting a couple of the pool games broadcast now. But yeah, there's definitely been an increase in support. But I think there is a way to go as well.
Well, we will keep our fingers crossed that they can emulate, if not even surpass, your success of 2018. Hannah, thank you very much. That is Hannah Matthews, former Irish international on the Irish hockey team.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.